This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Portland Trailblazers over the weekend, they score 128 points against the Denver Nuggets and 116 points against the Boston Celtics. 128 enough to get it done over the Nuggets, who are missing Nikola Jokic. And you would say they're missing Jamal Murray, who did technically play, but you wouldn't know it by the outcome of the game. Denny Avdia had another monster performance for the Trailblazers. 36 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals, 12 of 16 from the floor, 4 of 6 from 3, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. And we'll probably find a way to talk about Denny himself specifically coming up a little bit later, because he has been so good. But the Blazers get two games that I think people thought they might not get in the first two of this four game stretch of the homestand. Then they take on the Boston Celtics last night, and the Blazers did basically everything that they could and should do. It was not enough, because Boston is an absolute freaking unit.
They're a wagon, dude. It's Boston. This is why they're the favorite, though.
Look, I asked Chauncey Billups, the first question to start the press conference last night was, Chauncey, you damn near shot 50% from the field, 40% from three. You hit 19 threes. You push on the rebounds. You only have 12 turnovers. You move the ball incredibly well, and you still weren't close in this game. What do you take out of this game? That team's just better than us. And he's right. Yeah. For all of the I have people like, oh, it's an excuse. I can't hate this loser mentality. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Oh, they're missing Jaylen Brown and Kristaps. Yeah, they still have the fourth best player in the world in Jason Tatum. They still have an unbelievable player in Derek White. They still have probably the sixth man of the year in Peyton Pritchard. They still have a guy shooting over 40% on volume from three in Sam Hauser. And my God, did he kill them last night.
Yes,
the game
did.
Plan was, in the first half, we're going to double off of Sam Hauser and make somebody else beat us. And you know what Sam Hauser did? He beat them.
Loud noises!
Yes! Look, man, that is
loud from three.
It is a championship team. They are really freaking good. As a team last night, the Blazers hit 19 threes. 19! They scored 116 points. And if you go back and watch, you're like, well, don't double off Tatum. Did you see what Jason Tatum was doing in the second half? Because Tumani Kamara basically single covered him the first half, and he was 2 of 8 or 2 of 9.
Mm-hmm.
Two did an incredible job on Jason Tatum in the first half. Well, then they stopped helping as much, and you got Jason Tatum on switches on Ant, on Shaden, on Scoot, and he hit shot after shot after shot after shot. The dude was diabolical. I was like, oh my, and it was good defense. But when you don't have an elite defender to put on him at all times, that's what happens.
Well, also, is he maybe, like, because KD had this moniker for a long time, mm-hmm. where you couldn't put a good enough defender
on him. He's going to shoot over top of you.
There wasn't anyone there.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum's the same way.
Yes.
You put a guy who's fast enough to keep up with him, he's just going to back him down and go into the post. If you put a guy that's long enough on him.
He's 6'10", dude.
He's huge.
I don't think people realize how big Jason Tatum is. He is a monster.
Well, and I mean, it's revisionist history, but looking back on the finals run that they had, was he as good as he needed to be offensively?
No.
Well, probably not, right? They still won anyways. But when you look at what he was doing defensively and how he went in and he helped shut down that Dallas Mavericks team, he probably made a bigger impact than most of us gave him credit for. Like, that guy can win, and he plays winning basketball, and he does it unselfishly. He doesn't miss time. You ran into the defending NBA champions. You ran into a team that I would probably bet right now, so if I had to put my money.
At the worst, they're the third best team in basketball.
At worst, they're the third. I bet you I'm putting my money on them, though. Like, if you looked at me right now, hey, Will, gun to your head, future, you got to pick a team, I'm taking
Boston. I'm not going to fight you over it. I'm a Cleveland guy, but I'm not going to fight you over it. They're the reigning champions.
They're the reigning champions. They've proved that they can do it. And when they, and look, I get it. They didn't have Brown in this game. They didn't have KP in this game. But they also, no offense to the Blazers, they don't need them in this game.
They don't need them against most teams because of what they do shooting the ball. They hit 23 of 53s. They took 88 shots. That means they took 53s. They took 38 twos. It is a math problem. This isn't what they just, you know, oh, they did this to the Blazers. You know, it's coaching and scheme. No, they do this to everyone. They're going to break the NBA record for made threes in a season.
Their worst starter had 14 points. When you're looking at the point totals, their worst was 14.
Look, man, Tatum was 1 of 7 from 3. Other than that, Hauser, 8 of 10. Derek White, 4 of 10. Pritchard, 4 of 9. Horford, 2 of 6. Baylor Shireman only finished with 6 points, but he was 2 of 5 from 3 in this one stretch early in the game in the second quarter that just blew the game open. That was when the game was lost, was in the second quarter, when Portland really started to look like they had something going. And then Boston just said, nah, dog. And Baylor Shireman hits 2 threes. I think Horford hit one in there. Hauser hit 2 or 3 because I believe he finished the first half 5 of 6 from 3.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
And they're awesome and the Blazers aren't.
And you know what? Well, this is what championship teams do.
Yeah.
They make you pick your poison. And the poison the Blazers picked in the first half was, we are going to make the other guys beat us, which is what you do in basketball. The problem is the other guys for the Boston Celtics are really good at what they do. Mm-hmm. And so when you help off and you try to make it difficult for Tatum, Sam Hauser hits threes. Peyton Pritchard hits threes. Derek White hits threes. And even if you're the Blazers there and you hit 19 threes, you finish this game in a 116-129 game that never felt that close.
I will tell you what, and
I thought the Blazers played really well.
Maybe this is looking at life glass half full. If you would have told me, with 10 games left, that the Blazers are going to be 2.5 games out of the play-in, and that, albeit not the strongest Boston Celtics team, but you told me that they were going to play within 13 points of them after the last 2 or 3 years we've seen from the Blazers, I'd be pretty happy with that. Now, I understand, like, going into the year, everyone wanted to tank. Everyone wanted Cooper Flagg. That doesn't seem like what's going to happen unless you get really lucky with some ping pong balls. Crazier things have happened, right? But it feels like there's some growth. And you unfortunately ran into a team that's three tiers better than you.
Buzzsaw.
They're 3 teams better than you.
They're 29-7 on the road this year.
There are tiers in this league, and they're 3 tiers better than you.
And it's just what it is, that you have one of the youngest teams in the league, and you have one of the most talent-rich and the most expensive roster in NBA history. It is what it is.
And
it's fine.
They're starting to turn it on because they know it's
what
go time.
What time it is. Yeah.
It's go time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.